was standing in the junior, I thought I was being put into the junior department of this art school, but no, these 12-year-olds were chosen from local schools as having a certain talent, poached out of those schools, and put into an art school so they could develop that side of themselves. That may be genius. That was back in those days, and I think it followed the actual manifesto of none other than that grand old socialist designer artist, William Morris. And if it hadn't have been, as some teachers said, for old Bill Morris, none of us would be here, because he was the guy that set out to hammer down the door of Queen Victoria to make everyone throughout this country have at least a day or so after toiling in the factory or working in the mines to get up and make something beautiful with their lives, with some form or another, a piece of embroidery, a pot, a painting, and so on. And during the course of that, all these so-called working class institutions were created, which later were labeled art stores, and voila, this is where I sat. My first lecture was very important to me. I didn't know at the time. A goatee bearded professor, probably still hanging on to those romantic ideas of William Blake or William Morris, struck a chord that made it difficult for everyone new in attendance. The little 12-year-old boys in short trousers, myself and others, of what our role was, of what we came to be and why we came to be in this art school. It was clear, as he said, if you think any one of you are going to be successful painters, sculptors, graphic designers, filmmakers, fashion designers, and so on. There's the door. Because you're bloody not any one of you. And we don't literally been in that school for a half an hour. One's head sunk into one's shoulders and you really didn't want to catch his attention. Didn't know what was coming next. A few minutes elapsed, and then he said, well, you know, what it is that you're going to do is you're going to learn how to fail. What did that truthfully mean? It was difficult for a 17-year-old like myself and others to understand. And then he went further and said, well, you know, failure's not so bad. It helps you get up in the morning, take the pillow off your head, roll up your sleeves. This is a messy job, being an artist.